Jonathan Swift. Once Jonathan Swift tried out for a stand-up comedy show. He thought he'd do his talking horse routine. That ought to slay them.
"Have you got social comment chops, Johnny?"
he was asked after being signaled to the audition stage and briefly introducing himself.
"That's what we want, Johnny boy. Laugh till you wet yourself, social comment jokes."
Jonathan Swift wasn't sure he had anything like laugh till you wet yourself social comment jokes to offer. When he'd been working up his routine, he thought it would be enough to do an impression of a Winham trying to make sense of a self-loathing Yahoo, and audiences would naturally find the contrast both amusing and apt. But things started to go wrong almost from the start of the audition. Not that the impression itself was faulty. The neighing voice was pitch-perfect. While the air of bemusement in a Winham's recounting of such revulsion in a Yahoo at others of its own species that it was driven to distance itself from them through ridicule barbed with hatred, disgust, and contempt, demonstrated powers of caricature not often seen. Writing all his own stuff, Jonathan Swift had been confident every nuance of its multi-layered indictment would come out in the delivery. The problem was that nobody sitting out in the dark seemed to get it. One or two laughs greeted the first sound out of the make-believe Winham, yet what was being said met with a steadily deepening silence, then louder and louder coughing, and finally sighs of utter boredom. Though the lights weren't particularly bright, Jonathan Swift could soon feel himself sweating profusely and his mouth turning dry. His hands, meant to suggest the graceful workings of a hoof at one moment and a claw-like grasping the next, went clammy and numb. A tick set his chin trembling, and holding a posture of either noble reason and civility on the one hand, or stooped dim-wittedness and belligerence on the other, became increasingly difficult to manage. Just when he wasn't sure he could carry on much longer, the mic was mercifully cut off, and he braced himself for the worst.
"You simply ain't got what it takes for stand-up these days, I'm afraid, Johnny boy."
The voice that questioned him at the beginning put it bluntly.
"First of all, those church robes you got on. Are you trying to turn us off or what? And this horse shtick just doesn't make it. Maybe you should try slouching around the stage more. Maybe jump up and down or pull faces for a laugh. Or scream one of your jokes at the audience every 10 seconds or so. And if you just don't have anything better than what you showed us today, shout some obscenity instead and grab your crotch or something. You know, killer stuff like that."
"I see. I think I understand now," Jonathan Swift finally replied. "You want the full Yahoo routine instead."
"Now that's more like it. Give us something we can instantly relate to."